Some of the common myths. Bats are going to fly into your hair. Not true. Their echolocation is so good, they can fly right by your head, and there'll be like a couple of centimeters between the tip of their wing and your ear or your hair, and they know exactly where you're at. I don't know too much about sonar, but for the echolocation, the bat is going to send out a very high frequency sound that we cannot hear it. To use it, you'd have to get what's called a bat detector. That echo is actually in kilohertz, so it's a very high sound. Our ears can't pick it up. But the bat detector can pick it up and then play it back to where we can hear it. So the bat's going to fire off that echo, and when it hits an object, that sound's going to be bounced back to them. Now here's where it gets really interesting. When the sound comes back, a bat will actually... they have an internal mechanism that almost allows them to like stick earplugs in their ears. Because if they were to hear that echo at full strength, they would actually go deaf. So they have a mechanism that allows them to almost like stick earplugs in their ears, and it deadens the noise enough that they can actually hear it. And they can actually widen the range or lower it if they need to. So they'll start out with a very high, broad, widened echo that'll pick up a large area. And then if an insect is inside that echo, they can then start to narrow it down to zoom in on just that insect. And at first it's just one pulse. But if they find something, they'll start firing off more and more pulses to zoom in on it.